WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on a roller coaster with no brakes. You know that feeling when stress is piling up, anxiety is whispering in your ear, and joy seems like a distant memory? Yeah, I get it. We all go through those phases, but guess what? You don't have to be at the mercy of your emotions. Today, we're diving into something super important. Building a self-care routine that acts as your emotional life raft. We'll explore practical tips and tricks to help you navigate the waves of life with more balance and resilience. So buckle up, grab your favorite drink, and get ready to level up your emotional wellness game. Trust me, this is an investment worth making. Because when you invest in yourself, you unlock a whole new level of peace, clarity, and happiness. And who wouldn't want that, right? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you create a self-care routine that actually works for you. First things first, identify your emotional triggers. We all have them, those specific situations or people that tend to send our emotions into overdrive. Maybe it's a crowded room, a difficult conversation, or even just checking social media before bed. Recognizing these triggers is the first step towards managing them effectively. Once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop strategies for coping. Next up, make time for activities that recharge you. This isn't about adding more things to your already overflowing schedule, it's about carving out space for things that genuinely nourish your soul. Think about what brings you joy and energy. Taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, listening to your favorite music, spending time with loved ones, or even just having a long, relaxing bath. Schedule these activities into your week like any other important appointment because they are. Now, let's talk about cultivating mindfulness. Mindfulness isn't some mystical practice reserved for yogis and gurus. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you're mindful, you become more aware of your thoughts, feelings, and sensations, which can be incredibly helpful when dealing with challenging emotions. Try incorporating simple mindfulness practices into your day, like taking a few deep breaths before a stressful meeting or paying attention to the taste and texture of your food while eating. Move your body. I'm not talking about hitting the gym every day, although that's great if you enjoy it. Physical activity releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that have mood-boosting effects. Find something you genuinely enjoy: dancing, swimming, hiking, cycling, and make time for it regularly. Even a short walk can make a difference. Finally, don't forget the power of connection. Humans are social creatures, and we thrive on meaningful relationships. Spend time with people who uplift you, who make you laugh, and who support you through thick and thin. Nurture your connections, call a friend, plan a get-together, or simply spend quality time with loved ones. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you're feeling overwhelmed by work deadlines. Instead of letting stress consume you, take a step back and implement some self-care strategies. First, identify your trigger, the demanding workload. Then, schedule a 30-minute walk in nature during your lunch break to clear your head and recharge. When you return to your desk, approach your tasks with a renewed sense of focus and calm. Remember, folks, building a self-care routine is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It's about finding what works for you, making small changes that add up to big results, and celebrating the wins along the way. So, what are you waiting for? Start implementing these tips today and unlock your emotional potential. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's the foundation for a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. Share this episode with a friend who could use a little boost, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and let me know what self-care practices are working for you on social media. Until next time, keep the balance, keep it stoic, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.